Well, in my study, of course, I have a writing desk. It sits in a window looking out onto the quiet corner of the front garden where I can see plenty of green and not much happening apart from an occasional bird passing through the foliage. To the left of my desk, in the far corner of the study, I guess this is really the heart of it for me, I have two stacks of bookshelves floor to ceiling abutting each other into the corner. And on those, of course, are plenty of books, but also my collections of objects and curios, my little museum with various bones, stones and shells. At the middle level, on the other set of shelves, at eye level are the best books, the favourite books, easily accessible, easily contemplated. Here also on these shelves, a couple of my favourite curios. There's an old whale's tooth here, which was sent by a cousin of my mother's in South Africa in Durban many, many years ago in a parcel of stuff sent to my mother. I wound up with that particular object. Then I have also something else I bought some years ago, possibly been my favourite object in recent years, which is a nautilus shell. It has a beautiful pearly luster on the inside, and I'm fond of contemplating this over a glass of red when I'm thinking about things. That's a brief account of that. On the other side of the desk, in the other corner, is what I've come to call a project table. My desk I like to keep clear, pretty clear most of the time, of all except current work. So a lot of stuff gets shunted off onto the project table where it sits waiting for something as I slowly accumulate material towards a certain project. And I may also use this table for displays of various kinds so that I can put objects out, pictures and other objects into an arrangement which helps me to contemplate the particular project. Just as an example, well, here's one, the Out of Africa debate. Now, this is something that has been an ongoing interest of mine for some years now. The orthodoxy that's current these days is that modern human beings came out of Africa somewhere south of the Sahara around 100,000 years ago. This is heavily based on DNA research, and that those people then spread fairly rapidly across the old world, including all the way down into Australia, replacing all the other populations of hominids on the way. The alternative model is the multi-regional model, whereby it's asserted that modern humans evolved in several places throughout Africa, Europe and Asia, and probably even Australia, possibly even Australia. I'm inclined to think something important happened in the Wallachia area. And of course, since I thought that, there were the spectacular finds on the island of Flores, announced in October 2004 by Mike Morwood and his co-workers. We'll be keeping that file open.